Welcome to The Issue Is. I'm Alex Michelson. Tonight, what a powerhouse panel we have for you. Joining us, legendary attorney and progressive activist Gloria Allred, plus Republican congressional candidate, former actor Antonio Sabato Jr., and Deborah Kobol, host of the popular podcast Deborah Kobol Live. Tonight, the issue is Russian indictments. The Justice Department charging 12 Russians with hacking to help Trump and hurt Hillary. Yet once again, the president calling that a witch hunt. The issue is abortion rights. As Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh faces the Senate, there are real questions about whether Roe v. Wade will be overturned, and should it. Plus, the issue is pranking the president. John Melendez is here. You may know him better as Stuttering John. He's back in the news after this phone call.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
So, how did he get through to Air Force One? The issue is starts right now. And thank you so much for joining us. What a week and what a panel. I'm Alex Michelson. On our panel this week, Gloria Allred, one of the most well-known and influential progressive attorneys in the country, Antonio Sabato Jr., the former actor, a Republican candidate for Congress in Ventura County, and Deborah Kobelt, the former CNN reporter, now hosts the podcast Deborah Kobelt Live, and she's a rarity in politics. She's a Hillary voter who says, give President Trump a chance. There aren't many of those out there.
Give him a chance. I said that a while ago. Now, I've been giving him a chance, and I'm not sure I'm enjoying what I'm seeing, but we'll get into that.
Okay, let's begin with this. The president in Europe, the Justice Department, with a blockbuster this morning, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, announcing the indictments this morning of 12 Russian intelligence officers. He says that they hacked into the Democratic email accounts during the last presidential election. Now, just last week on The Issue Is, Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher denied that very hacking.
For example, we were trying to say, oh, well, they were the ones that hacked the Democratic National Committee. They didn't hack the Democratic National Committee. That is total baloney.
So, Antonio, do you think that this whole thing is a witch hunt, like the president once again said today?
Well, we know today is that there was no collusion between the Trump administration and the Russians.
How do we know that?
Well, he pretty much stated it today. I mean, the American people deserve better. They voted for this president. We got him elected. I think at some point we need to move on from this subject. I mean, my mother escaped the Czech Republic when the Russians took over, so we know about the Russians very well. But I don't believe that they had anything to do with the administration.
Gloria, you agree with that?
Well, too bad President Trump doesn't know the Russians the way your mother does.
We're talking about 12 military officers from the Russian government who have been indicted. What does that mean? That means they're acting for the state. That means they're acting for Putin. Is President Trump going to bring this up on Monday when he meets with Putin? I doubt it. This cannot be tolerated.
You bring up that meeting. Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu, who was here on The Issue Is last week, said today that he thinks that that meeting should be canceled, that the president essentially cannot be trusted to go one-on-one with Vladimir Putin. Deborah, what do you think about
that? Well, I would like to have somebody else in the room there. I mean, I think it's almost ridiculous, and we're not going to really have any sort of coverage on what's going to be happening. I don't know what they're going to be talking about. I don't know what Trump does late at night when he's hungry and he's running down into the kitchen at the White House, and I don't even know if he's giving him a call. I don't trust what's happening at all. So I'm in agreement with you here.
But at this point, we spend so much money. The American people are spending so much money. There's no facts. There's no proof. Let's see the proof. If there's proof, there's something happened. Let's see it as soon as possible.
But isn't this part of the proof? I mean, isn't this 12 indictments? We had 13 Russians indictments. We had five other indictments of Americans involved with the Trump campaign already. I mean, isn't that proof that there's something?
No, we don't have any facts, any proof, any solid proof.
That's false, that there's no proof, because an indictment means that there was evidence presented to the grand jury, after which the grand jury decided, based on the evidence that they heard, that there should be an indictment. But read that lengthy indictment and you will see a lot of evidence, Alex.
There's proof that President Obama had a connection with the Russians. We have proof that Hillary Clinton did something with the Russians. Those are facts.
Okay. Are we ever really going to get to the facts, though? That's the question.
That is the question.
We get the news, and then you'll see in about 2 weeks, once he meets with Putin, it'll be on to something else.
Well, let's now be on to something else. Let's talk about another really big, really important issue of the week, which is the Supreme Court. We got a Supreme Court nominee this week, Brett Kavanaugh. The question, though, that a lot of people have is he going to overturn Roe v. Wade? And should Roe v. Wade be overturned? Should it be a states' rights issue? I know, Gloria, this is one of the causes of your life.
Yes, it is.
Why is this so personal for you?
It's personal because I had an abortion prior to Roe v. Wade, that United States Supreme Court decision decided in 1973 by the court. I was left to die, to hemorrhage, almost to death in a bathtub, to have to be taken to the hospital with 106-degree fever and packed in ice. Why? Because it was a crime for a doctor to provide it, so therefore I couldn't get a safe and legal abortion. Mm-hmm. Many states now, Alex, still have, more than 20, still have laws on their books criminalizing abortion, but these laws cannot be enforced because of Roe v. Wade. If, as and when that's overturned, which we think that will happen with the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the vacancy on the United States Supreme Court.
The president said that he was only going to nominate justices that would overturn Roe v. Wade. Should we take him at his word?
No. Do you always take him at his word? I believe, hopefully, it would have to go through a lot of steps. I am in favor, of course, of Roe v. Wade, but it would have to go through many steps before it even gets to that level.
Antonio, you think that abortion rights should be a state's rights issue. Why?
It should be a state right. Yeah, it's always been like that for me. I am pro-life. I mean, that's a personal thing for me, but I believe that this man is the right man for the job. He's going to follow the Constitution. He's been doing an awesome job his entire career, and I think he's the right man for this particular position at this particular time in our country.
We're talking about millions of women who died or were maimed by illegal abortions before Roe v. Wade. This is a life and death issue. We're not going to rely on hope.
But let's also talk about something else that people don't want to talk about on national TV, is that we have 1,000 abortions every day. We have 700,000 abortions a year in this country. I think we should do more to educate people, to at least we don't have to kill so many lives every single day. I think that's, we should push for that.
Around the table real quick, will Judge Kavanaugh be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice?
Yes, he will.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
The majority is going to rule in that one. I think he absolutely will.
All right. Well, up next, we've got an update on the Harvey Weinstein case. Plus, do Republicans deserve to retain control of Congress? Something tells me this group's going to have different views on that. But as we go to break, Antonio Sabato Jr.'s song pick from Imagine Dragons. Why do you like this song so much?
Whatever it takes in life, make it happen.
Did we have the same pick at all?
Yeah. A look into Hollywood, where Gloria and Emilio Estefan's musical debuted this week. Our panelist Deborah was there and suggested this song. Good show?
Oh, absolutely love the show. Yeah. I was dancing in my seat. It was at the Pantages.
Friends of mine. I love them.
Aren't they wonderful?
They're
got to
best.
Meet Gloria. I've never met Gloria and her husband. It was a terrific show. Go see it.
Okay.
There's my endorsement.
So we got Deborah Koval here, we got Antonio Sabato Jr., and we got Gloria Allred as well. And we want to take a moment to talk about what each of you are doing this week. Gloria, you were in New York with Harvey Weinstein at an arraignment. Give us an update on where things are at on that case.
Well, that's because I do represent the third alleged victim, and a grand jury the week before indicted Mr. Weinstein on new felony charges. That means that if he were to be convicted on these new felony charges, Alex, he could spend life in prison.
Deborah, I know you're busy in the podcast world, and something else that's interesting about you is you're married to John Cobalt, who a lot of people know from KFI's John and Ken show. He was just on our show a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is you guys often disagree politically.
Our dinner table is very spirited, and we were talking today about, and last night, about immigration and other issues that we would probably be talking about today. And I said, I don't want your opinion. Just tell me what you know, because he is very learned and he reads just about everything on all sides. And as soon as he interjected his opinion, I said, you could stop right there. So,
but the argument keeps them together. That's what it is. You can't get along about everything.
Antonio, you're now running for Congress in Ventura County, in a district that's traditionally a Democratic district.
Well, red for a very long time. I mean, the Ronald Reagan Library is right there. It used to be red. It's a purple county, so we can actually win this in November. We will win this in November for the American people.
There's a lot
I lived
of work
in Ventura County for 15 years, and I love it there, and I can't wait to start doing more for the American people.
Why do Republicans deserve to retain control of Congress?
Well, I believe that, you know, taxes, our border, our military, and so much more. I think that we need to help the American people. And I believe that I have the right solutions for my farmers, for my law enforcement, for everyone who lives in my county to make sure that they're well taken care of.
Gloria, do you think Republicans deserve to retain control?
100% no. Way Republicans are trying to shut down the Mueller investigation. If we win the majority, then we can start some real investigations. We can start investigations of what President Trump has done, what he has not done, and we can get all the facts out to the American people that are right now being hidden.
Deborah?
I'm hearing a lot of we can from both. You know, what about, who's getting lost in the middle are people, you know, kids, the kids who are coming over here and getting separated from their families. It's all about the party. They're doing it this way and they're doing it this way. I think both sides have really truly failed us.
But isn't there a huge difference in terms of party control?
Well, I'll tell you why the difference.
Because if Republicans are in control, the agenda is totally different.
I'll tell you why the difference is because the Democrats of yesterday, the JFK, don't exist. They're socialist.
It's not about socialism.
It is about socialism.
Because we are a blue state. All right. We have a Democratic.
Not for long.
Another big issue is that of family separations, which we're seeing around the country. What do you make of where things are at on that issue?
I'd like to start with that.
Yeah.
I really think that we need an entire overhaul of the entire system.
We need to talk about solutions. We can't keep blaming everything on the president. You know what?
Right. Well, you know what? I don't need a personal solution because we have laws. We have
exactly.
laws.
And if you break the laws,
if
I come in your house with my child, I'm going to be separated because I'm breaking the law.
I'm enforcing laws, but we also have laws which gives an opportunity to seek asylum.
I just don't think we have enough people to even hear these cases. That's the problem.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was quite a debate. Just ahead, very few of us can pick up the phone and get through to the president on Air Force One, right? Well, but this man did, John Melendez, known to many as Stuttering John. He's here to talk about his latest prank and a visit from the Secret Service to his house. But first, before we go to break, we've played Antonio's song. We played Deborah's song. A few weeks ago, Gloria was here with her daughter Lisa, and we played her song choice. Take a look at what happened.
That's a great song.
That's your song.
So after that,
she wrote it for her.
Yeah, after this, Gloria said, I would come back on your show, Alex, under one condition, which is that you dance with me the next time that you're on.
Get ready.
So here we go.
Go for it.
Hit it, baby.
Get your phone out.
There you go.
A dancer.
To say I love you, Alex.
Oh, yes.
I love you.
Our next guest has been making prank calls for years. Fans of the Howard Stern Show know him as Stuttering John. John Melendez also served as the announcer for Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Recently, he's back in the news. He pretended to be New Jersey's Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who was recently acquitted of federal corruption charges. And he says that he got through to Air Force One.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Congratulations on everything. We're proud of you. Congratulations. Great job. You went through a tough, tough situation, and I don't think a very fair situation, but congratulations.
So what was John Menendez? Melendez, welcome.
You almost screwed it up, too.
Yeah, yeah.
John Melendez. Gallo.
How did that happen?
It was just ridiculous. You know, we were on my podcast, the Stuttering John podcast, And my producer, Royce, just says, you know, he didn't have a guest. And, hey, let's just call the White House. And I go, all right. So, because I know Donald. I've had dinner. I've had lunch with him. So we just, you know, I called his meme at first. I said, you know, this is Stuttering John Melendez. They said, sorry, president's busy, and hung up. So then Royce, like, all right, let's just change the letter. How about Menendez? We'll go and send it to Bob Menendez. So I call back with the worst British accent in the world. I'm like, yes, hello, this is Sean Moore. They go, who? I go, Sean is in Connery, Moore is in Roger. I'm a big Bond fan. As if I named myself. So I go, okay, well, just, you know, please have him call. You know, the Senate would certainly like to speak to him. They said, okay, we'll call you back. Within 5 minutes, they call me back. We have one question. Why is your area code 818 if have you with the senator who's in New Jersey? I go, oh, that's just because we're on holiday. They're like, okay. Like, as if you, like, go to California, it's like your area code changes on your cell phone. So then I'm just driving. I'm on the way to Beverly Hills. And I get a call. I see it's Washington, D.C., and it's Jared Kushner. He goes, hello, Bob, this is Jared Kushner. I go, oh, yes, hello, Jared. And he goes, I have the president of Air Force One now. He's in a meeting. If you want, I can pull him out for you. Or we can call you back. I go, oh, just call me back. It's okay. You don't have to pull me out. Then I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to happen. So then, sure enough, I get the call from Air Force One. We have the president on the phone. And I said, okay, let me just get Senator Bob Menendez on the phone. And I three-way it in, and I go, Senator, are you there? And he's like, yes. And then that was it.
Were you surprised what he said? Were you surprised this was even happening?
Well, you know, like, one thing I want to tell you, Jared Kushner, is one thing. It says, well, what do you want to talk to the senator about? And I just pulled this out of, you know, I was just like, well, I had a long conversation with the president 3 weeks ago about immigration reform. And I want to just get some closure on it. How do I know what this guy talked to him about? I don't even know if they ever talked. And he's like, okay, good. That was it. But anyway, yeah, when I'm talking to him, I'm like, I'm actually able to express my opinions to Donald. And he has no idea. And he's talked to me so many times on the Stern show. And I've called him personally.
And so there's some reports that the Secret Service came to visit your house after this. What's happened?
Oh,
since?
Yeah. So then that night after we did all the media, like the first day, you know, and people finally started to believe it and the White House admitted they were pranked. I came to my house and there's two other neighborhood kids at my doorstep. And they're like, John, there was two guys in suit jackets and they were knocking on your door. And we asked who they were. They said they were from the Secret Service and they showed their badges. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, I didn't think I did anything wrong except pranking a president. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But then, sure enough, they called my agent, and then I talked to the agent. I mean, and she gave me the number, and I called Secret Service. And they're like, we want to talk to you. So we set up a meeting. I said, well, let me ask you, do you want to talk to me, or are you going to arrest me? They said, we can't tell you that.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, no. And I said, well, should I bring an attorney? And they said, that's up to you. So now I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to do 3 years in jail. And I called Avenatti. I called Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, who, of course, is Stormy Daniels' attorney in the news all the time, on TV all the
time. Yeah, and he was, believe it or not, he was easy to get in touch with the president. He picked up the phone immediately. He's like, yeah, John, I'll rep you. And then he talked to the Secret Service. And right as of now, I'm still not behind bars. Hopefully it'll stay that way.
Yeah, so he stopped you from having... You haven't done the interview yet.
I have not done the interview. No, he...
With the Secret Service.
He stopped the interview. He's a pretty cool guy.
Are you concerned for your safety? Are you concerned about what happens to you going forward?
Well, not really. I mean, look, this was a prank. I mean, I was telling you, I mean, I'm the guy that asked the Dalai Lama. Do people go up to you and say, hello, Dolly? I mean, you know, I've been doing this kind
hello,
of thing.
Oh,
no. I got to tell you, Alex, this is the best response I ever got from an interview was the late, great Joan Rivers. I said, Joan, do you think ugly people should be allowed to have children? And she said, no, and I told your parents that. You know, and all that's in my book. Oh, can I plug my book?
Yeah.
Easy for you to say. It comes out October 16th.
And you've got a new TV deal, right?
So we just signed a deal with the Idea Factory, who's a big production house here in L.A. They have a lot of shows on the air, and we're going to go and meet and hopefully get a TV deal soon so I could do this to many more politicians.
Do you ever think this is mean to do this to somebody?
I don't know. Did you ever do any prank calls when you were a kid?
Not really, no.
No?
Yeah, maybe I need to hang with you more.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just a goof. I mean, God, I've been duped. I mean, God, you guys told me that we were going to do the show 2 hours ago. Do we know what I'm saying?
Well, we are glad that you came here and that you did it, and we really enjoy hearing your perspective. Thank you much. What an interesting story.
Yeah, thanks so much, Alex. And I was only kidding. You guys have been really super nice, and thanks for having me. Please have me on when my book comes out October 16th.
We'd love to have you back.
Yes.
Coming up, a final word about next week's big issue. Stay with us. But as we go to break, John's favorite song.
This is my favorite song.
The Beatles, Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah.
Hey, George Harrison, your favorite Beatle?
No, John is, but this is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah. We're listening to Summertime by Childish Gambino. It may be summertime, but no summer vacation for those of us here on The Issue is. There's simply too much political news. Next week, The Issue is the race for 2020. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti will be here to talk about his possible run and the homeless crisis in this city. Plus, another powerhouse panel, attorney Areva Martin, podcaster Brian Goldsmith, and KFI Radio's Tim Conway Jr. Ding dong! And on August 3rd, the issue is inside the Trump White House. Former press secretary Sean Spicer will be here to talk about what it's really like working for President Trump. Reminder that all of our past, present, and future episodes also available as a podcast. Search for The Issue Is wherever you stream your podcasts. That's all for this week. I'll see you Monday at 7 a.m. on Good Day LA and right back here next Friday night for more The Issue Is. Till then, have a great weekend. Enjoy the summertime.